Good morning, girls and boys, and everybody. Another fine morning, isn't it? I think I see more girls than boys on the front row, but that's good. So we're going to give the girls the first choice of a song. Is there a girl who has it? Now, I'm going to give you the microphone. You are the first one. You give out the number.
Number five,
she says. All right, number five. I got to be careful. I don't trip over my own cord here. Number five. Just don't get old, kids. You got to get these glasses out to see. Put your teeth in the morning. Number five, Oh Happy Day. That's a good one. Oh Happy Day. It's a real happy day to be here at the conference, isn't it? Are you glad to be here?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
So am I. But you know, it'd be an even happier day and a much happier day if you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior today. And that's what this song is about. A happy day. And for me, that happy day took place many years ago now. a happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Because you know, it's nice to be here at the conference, especially on such a nice, beautiful, sunny day. But then comes tomorrow, and you got to go home. And maybe back to school or whatever. So, happy days like being with our friends, they all come to an end after a while. But you know, if you receive the Lord Jesus, you have a happy day that'll never end. So who's got another song? Maybe a boy this time. Let's see, a boy way on the far end. Now I'm going to, you meet me halfway so you can give out your number into this mic. You want to come up? I'm not sure how long a cord I got. You tell us the number you'd like.
63.
63? No. What'd you say?
30.
Oh, 33. Thank you. Going to have to get some of these on the back page, too. But this is 33. Nothing either great or small. Let's sing the first and last. Is that all right if we sing the first and last verse of 33? Somebody start that one. I'd like somebody to give out one on the last page. The last page, yeah.
Number 44.
Nice and clear, thank you. 44. Into a tent. One of my favorites.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay. Lying alone at the close of the day, news of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er.
Of joy.
again. That's what we're doing this morning. Telling it again. I remember I loved this song as a real small youngster when I could hardly understand the words. And I thought, boy, that poor little boy never had any pajamas to wear. Because it says he was dying in the close of the day. But I got the wrong... I got that a little mixed up, didn't I? All right, let's have another song. Let's have another one off the back page. A girl this time. Which one you... There's a girl that wants one.
46.
Thank you. 46. A spelling song. We always like those. I hated spelling when I went to school, but I like it in this song. Glad to
be
Let's have a boy. Yes.
16.
Everybody hear that?
Real loud. 16.
16, yeah. Not on the back page, but we'll sing it. Whosoever heareth, shout the sound.
Whosoever heareth, shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will. Send the proclamation over vale and hill. This the loving Father.
I think we're going to have just one more, and then maybe we can sing another one or two later. Okay, I see hands on this side. And boy, it's hard to know which one to pick. Whose hand was up first? Both of yours. We'll take yours.
40.
40, thank you. I was hoping that someone would give out 40, and I'm so glad that you did. On this one, is there any boys or girls who know how to speak the deaf person's language? You know, yes, Jesus loves me. Some of you know that? I think if we all tried it, even the grown-ups, when we get to the course, I don't know the rest of it, but I did learn the course. Let's try on the course. To sing, as well as sing it with our mouth, we'll do the motions. And if you follow me, I don't know if you'll have it right or not, but you'll have it the way I have it anyway. So when we get to the chorus, we're going to try to do the deaf person's language. Okay, are you ready?
Jesus loves me.
I know, for the Bible tells.
Verse, we're going to do a little different. I want you all to make believe that you're deaf and you never learn to say a word. So we're all going to sing the chorus on the last verse only with our hands. You think we could do that? I know somebody's going to forget and say the words, but that's all right if you do. After the first word, you'll change your mind anyway. So it's going to be a very silent chorus, but we're all going to be singing it, okay, with our hands. So when we get to the chorus, not a word from our lips, just with our hands, all right?
Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way.
Very good. The only problem is not going to be too good on the tape recording. But that's all right. Now, before we go any farther, we're going to ask the Lord to help us because, boy, we sure need his help this morning, don't we? Let's bow our heads and pray. Loving God, our Father, we thank this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ. He who came from heaven. The light into this dark world, that boys and girls and men and women might have life. Lord, we just thank Thee for this opportunity to speak once more of the Lord Jesus and His love and mercy and care over us. Lord, we pray for Thy blessing. Pray for every boy and for every girl that's on this front row this morning and throughout this room. We just pray to that some dear young person would have that happy day today when they receive the Lord Jesus as their own personal Savior. We pray Thy help, Lord. Give us understanding of Thy Word. We thank Thee in Jesus' worthy, precious name. Amen. You know, we were singing that song, Jesus Loves Me, one time on a little town on the south coast of Newfoundland where there's no road to get there, and the boys and girls there have never ridden in a car or never saw a red light. I wish I saw a few less of those sometimes, but they don't have any cars and any roads. And so I took a boat down about 3.5 hours, I think it was, or something like that, and got to a little place called Gray River. And we were having a little outdoor meeting on the wharf. And there was three boys there that couldn't hear one thing. All from the same family, same relation. There were two of them were cousins. And we sang Jesus Loves Me. And some of the boys and girls there were singing it. They knew it. They'd heard it before. And when we got to the chorus, I just automatically started doing the sign language, and I never thought of those three boys. I forgot all about them being there. And you should have heard them. The other kids, they shouted at those boys, look, 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 look. And then they could get the words for the first time. So we might get the words a little mixed up. I do. But those boys, they heard that wonderful chorus of Jesus Loves Me. For the first time, they had learned that language. They had to go away to a school in Halifax to learn that language, but they had learned it. Wonderful to have good ears, isn't it? Well, you have ears this morning, so I hope that you'll use them. You know, in these meetings the last couple of days, we've had quite a bit about the children of light and the children of darkness, and I thought as I looked at the boys and girls and the men and women and the young people in this room this morning that really there's only two kinds of people here today. Oh, there might be quite a few different nationalities and quite a few different levels of education, but really there's only two kinds of people that are here this morning. And they would be that we're talking to the children. So there's the children of light and the children of darkness. Well, I would like to think that everyone in this room is one of the children of light. It's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus to be brought into the light. There's a verse in the Bible in John chapter 5, I think it is. I'll have a look. John chapter 5. If you have your Bible, you can. No, it's John chapter 8 and verse 12. I'm going to start at the second part line of that verse. It says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's a wonderful verse. I think it was the memory verse. I don't know how many of you learned the verse that's in the Messages of the Love of God papers. I think about 3 weeks ago it was the memory verse, wasn't it? Maybe 4 weeks ago, probably 3 or 4 weeks. And I was in Grand Rapids at the time, and they asked me to open the Sunday school. So the boys and girls there like to say the memory verse. It's a good practice to learn a verse from God's Word. Learn it and hide it in your heart. So anyway, that was the verse on Sunday morning. So when I asked if any boy or girl would like to say the verse, there was a hand that shot right up real quick. It was Cameron. So he wanted to be the first one to say the verse, and he was. He said the verse, and then there was quite a few more that said it, and I was so glad they said it. So after we said the verse, I said, who said that? I am the light of the world. Who said that? So Cameron's hand shot up real fast. And I said, Cameron, who said that? He said, I did. Well, that was true. He did say it. So I had to give him credit for that. He had said it. But I said, well, Cameron, what I meant is, who said it first? And Cameron's hand shot right up again. I said, Cameron, who said that verse first? I did. So, and it was true. He was the first one to say it. But what I was getting at, of course, is, who said that long ago, years before Cameron was born? Who was the first one to say that verse? I am the light of the world. Who said that? Can you tell me? Jesus. Jesus said that, and I'm glad he did. Well, it's wonderful to know him who is the light of the world. And then you become a child of light. Born into this world, we're children of darkness. But the Lord Jesus wants us to be born again by trusting in him as our Savior. And it's so important to come to know him while you're young. While you're young. Some people think, you know, you just wait till you get older and you can figure these things out. And you just got to go on the way you are and forget it. Years ago, there was a young boy, his name was Bobby, and he came to the gospel tent in Reedville, a town called Reedville. And Bobby was born with a bit of a problem with his leg. I don't know if he had a hip out of joint, but he couldn't walk very good. He never had any operations on it or anything. So when Bobby walked, he had quite a limp. Give myself a limp here. He had quite a limp, but he was a nice feller. He came to the gospel tent every day this year that we were there. And I was visiting. His mother had a store in the town. And I went to the store and I was visiting with his mother. And his mother said to me in rather a cross way, "Bobby came home yesterday and told me he got saved." "Oh," I said, "that's wonderful." "Oh," she said, "but I told him, forget that. I told him, think about when you grow up. You're too young. You're way too young to think about that." Well, I assured his mother that God's time was now to be saved. And Bobby wasn't too young, and I was so glad to hear that he accepted the Lord as his Savior. Well, you know, that was in August. September, school started, and everybody, all the youngsters went back to school. And Bobby, being a little lame, you know, wasn't too good at defending himself and that. And so the boys and the girls, too, I guess, were doing a lot of pushing as they were waiting for the bus. And they're waiting to get on the bus. So the bus was ready to go, and somebody gave Bobby a big push. And right under the wheel, and the bus went and ran over Bobby. And Bobby was in eternity. Bobby was crushed by the wheel of that bus. Was he too young to be saved? Was he? His mother said to him, "Oh, you're too young to think about that. Forget it." Bobby wasn't too young. He was saved just in time. Just in time. We sometimes sing a song, "Oh, won't you come to Jesus while you're young?" Boys and girls, we don't know what tomorrow may bring. We just don't know. You're not too young to be saved, but tomorrow could be too late forever and ever. Are you saved? You're not too young. No. My nephew, Timmy, he was 7 years old. And one day I was visiting at his house, and he climbed up on my lap, and he said, he had his daddy's Bible in his hand. He's just 7 years old. He said, "Uncle Cecil," he said, "will you read to me?" Oh, I said, "Sure, Timmy." I thought that was a surprising request from a seven-year-old boy and a Bible in his hand. And I said, "Sure." We read some verses from the Bible, and one of them was John 3:16. Anybody know that verse? Who'd like to say it into the mic? Oh, I see a few hands went down. Okay, now you change your mind. You would like to say it in the mic. Come on, then. You come right up here. I'll just turn this way. And you say it right into there.
"For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16.
Very good. How old are you? Eight. You're eight. Okay, Timmy we're talking about was seven. And we read that verse and we talked a little bit about it. And Timmy looked up at me and he said, "Uncle Cecil, will you pray with me?" I was so surprised. He seemed so serious. So we got down on our knees and we prayed. And I believe right then, Timmy received the Lord Jesus as his Savior, 7 years old. You know, that was the last time I ever saw Timmy. Never saw him alive again. The next time I saw him, he was in a little casket. Just a few days later, a couple of weeks maybe, they were playing and they were going to cross the road. And he and his brother and his sister, and they crossed the road, and Timmy didn't have any shoes on his feet. He was barefoot, and he got onto the rocks on the other side of the road, and they hurt his feet. He said, "I'm going back to get my shoes." And he went across the road, but a car was coming. And Timmy was in eternity. Was he too young to be saved? No, he wasn't too young to be saved. Thank God. I just praise the Lord for that day when Timothy, at 7 years old, received the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And he didn't live in this world very long after that. Home with the Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we have. Well, boys and girls, there's nobody here that can hear what we're saying that's too young to be saved. There's a verse in the Bible that says, behold, what's the next word? Is the day of salvation. What's the word? Behold, now, thank you, is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. And the Lord Jesus is coming. He's coming so soon. Are you ready to meet him? We started off mentioning a little about darkness and light. There was lots about that in this conference so far. So I want to turn now to a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. Got a few hardish words in it, but I'm going to ask one of the bigger boys if they'd come up here and read this verse for us, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Who'd like to volunteer? Would you? Okay, come on up. You stand right here on this side and you read 2 Corinthians 4, 6 for us.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, shineth in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. Now, there's something kind of different about this. The other day when we were over across the way, it suddenly got very dark, didn't it? Lights went out and it was dark, and we needed light. Here it says, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. We needed it. I thought we wanted light to shine into the darkness. We wanted it to shine in. Some people had little lights to turn on, flashlights, so they could see and to shine into the darkness to see where they were going. I didn't have a flashlight, so I was really in the dark. I didn't have any light. And yesterday, a very kind sister who's here in the room this morning, I suppose, I don't see her, but I'm sure she's here, she had gone to the store and bought a bag full of flashlights. Wise woman. And she gave us this flashlight as a free gift. She didn't charge a cent for it. She bought it. She paid the price. It cost her. But she freely gave it to poor people like myself and my wife who had no flashlight in case the lights went out again. So I still have it. And I'm not going to give this away as a prize or anything because I kind of consider it a bit of a prize. In case the lights go out, I don't want to be without a light. So I'm very thankful for this flashlight. But you know, when I turn it on, I shine it into the darkness. But here this verse we read, God who caused the light to shine out of the darkness, out of the darkness. How could that be? Light shining out of the darkness. Well, I think here's what I've enjoyed about this, boys and girls. There was a very, very dark time in this world's history. The darkest time probably ever in the world's history. And that was a couple of thousand years ago. What happened? 2,000 years ago, a very, very wicked thing was done in this world. And a very sad thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? Now, nobody could hear that, so I'm going to have you say it again.
Jesus died on the cross?
That's exactly right. There wasn't a darker time ever in the history of this world when man and women forsook their Creator, who came in love, who came to bring light into this world, and they crucified Him. They nailed Him to a cross to die because they hated Him, because they were envious of Him, because way back from the Garden of Eden, you know, the devil told Eve that if you'll do your own thing, disobey God, you'll be like God. And man has wanted to be like God. Man has wanted to be in the place of God ever since. And so when God came in the person of the Lord Jesus, they said, we don't want Him. We're the ones. We're the important ones. So they killed Him on the cross. Now God, it says, who caused the light to shine out of darkness. In that, our time is getting gone. We've got to hurry. That dark, dark hour of Calvary, there's where the light shines. Out of that darkness, right to my heart and to yours. And He says to you this morning, come unto Me. Oh yes, He wants to bless and forgive and save you and give you light so that you'll be a child of light and you can spend eternity with Him in that glorious place. And so that's where that's the source of blessing. Oh, it's not being a good girl or a good boy that's going to get you into the light. No, that light that shone out of the darkness of Calvary's cross, shining to you today, saying, will you receive it? Will you have it? Will you come? Will you come? Well, there's lots of other wonderful verses in the Bible that talk about that light, being children of light and coming to the light. Have you come to the light? Have you come to the Lord Jesus? He's the one who said, I am the light of this world. Have you come to Him? He wants to save you. Tomorrow may be too late. While you're young, come today. He's calling. Now, I promised you we'd sing one more song. And there was a girl down on this side who had one that I couldn't pick. Where did she go? I think she disappeared. She must have been more upset than I thought about not getting to give out a hymn. So we'll get one from somebody else. Did you have one yet? You did have. You didn't have. All right. We'll get your song, and then we'll pray and be done.
42.
Thank you. 42. A little child of 7. I'm glad you gave that one out because we were talking about a little boy of 7. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. A little
child of 7.
Just before we pray, I'm going to quote one more verse. I never like to tell out the gospel without quoting this favorite verse of mine. And I'm quoting because if there's a boy or girl who wants to be saved, maybe you're not just sure what to do. Here's a simple, wonderful verse. And we heard it last night in the gospel too. It says, whosoever, means you or me, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be, what? Saved. Saved. Isn't that a wonderful verse? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Lord, save me. That's what Peter prayed when he was sinking in the water, and The Lord saved him just like that. Lord, save me. And that's how simple it is. You realize this morning that you are a sinner and you need to be saved while you're young. Call on the Lord. Just ask him to save you. Tell him, Lord, I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. And he'll save you. He'll save you. The older you get, the harder it is to do that. Let's just ask his help. Thank him. Our God, our Father, oh, if there's a boy or a girl here this morning whose desires to be saved, Lord, give them the help, the courage, the strength, the wisdom, just to simply call on the name of the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, save me. Lord, we just pray for every boy and girl that's here and every older one. We pray that none would go from this meeting still in their sin, still a child of darkness. We just pray, Lord, thy blessings. We thank thee in Jesus' worthy and precious holy name. Amen.